Now on to a different story of Latino life in America. Have you ever heard this version of the Oscar Mayer Wiener song?
Cuando quiero algo bueno y sabroso, un hot dog Oscar Mayer pido yo. He sees me down in hot dog Oscar Mayer. Mi sonrisa les dirá que me gustó.
Oscar Mayer is not the only brand devoting more marketing dollars toward Latino consumers living in the U.S. Walmart's taken a big step. It recently opened its first supermercado, the Walmart, for Hispanics in Houston. There's another one planned in Phoenix. And here to tell us more about this growing trend is Juan Torno, a Hispanic marketing consultant and founder of the blog Hispanic Trending. He joins us from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Hi, Juan.
Jennifer, pleasure meeting you.
We mentioned Oscar Mayer at Walmart targeting Latinos. It's much more widespread than that, though, right? Can you give us a sense of this marketing trend and how is it growing recently?
Oh, most certainly. It's widely known that since 2000 census, most American business persons were made aware of the growth of the Latino community. And ever since, we've seen it increasing year after year, and not only in headcount, but also in buying power. So just by 2050, it'll be 33% of the population nationwide.
Are we talking just big cities here, or is it more widespread than that? Because I recently saw a Pew Hispanic Center map of the country, and they pointed the counties with the fastest growing Hispanic populations. And there were little red dots up there in Alaska, to my surprise.
Exactly. It used to be that the major metropolitan areas were the ones that were attracting Latinos the most. But now it's U.S.-born Latinos going everywhere in the U.S., and also the immigrants are going everywhere. As you very well pointed out, from Alaska to Hawaii, we are everywhere, and the fastest-growing communities of Latinos are in non-traditional Latino markets.
But I'm imagining that Walmart already does a lot to target this community. You know, bilingual signs in certain products, there's certainly room for that in their huge inventory. A 39,000 square foot store is a big vote of confidence in Latino purchasing power. Why do you think they did this?
They know from research and from experience that the Latino market is huge, and they want to be catered in a very specific manner. They know which products Latinos like, and they saw also the competition. They saw the bodegas and the other Latino supermarkets growing, and they say, you know what, we want a piece of that.
It does seem like you're hearing more and more Spanish language commercials specifically. How effective are they in reaching a Latino audience, considering that there is so much growth in second-generation Latinos as well, who presumably are growing up in English?
Definitely. Second, third-generation Latinos, U.S.-born, they go through our public schools, and they are very well acquainted with English. And maybe their choices of accessing media are very likely to be mostly in English. But the Spanish advertising will always have a place, even though it's going to be a smaller percentage of the overall Latino pie in headcount, is going to continue growing.
What about if a big national marketer wanted to kind of try and hit all audiences, just include Latinos in a general audience campaign? Does that work?
It definitely does. Dr. Pepper has a TV ad exemplifying that their drink has different flavors. And a guy opens a Dr. Pepper can, and suddenly it begins to sing a pop song in English, which is related to Dr. Pepper. It's something that they came up with. He puts his hand over the can, and he's like, oh my God, what happened? And then he opens it again, and the can begins to sing in Spanish.
I think we have some tape of that Dr. Pepper ad. Let's take a listen.
You know I'm flavor-flavor-licious. Explore my flavor before you miss it.
You can discover something new in every sip.
For the average American, hey, yeah, there's different flavors in Dr. Pepper. That's great, whatever. But for a Latino, it's, hey, that was in Spanish. Dr. Pepper gets it.
When a company comes to you and wants to attract Latinos to their products, what's the most important thing you tell them that they should know about what's different about this population?
Well, first of all, is are they ready to cater to Latinos? Because one thing is attracting them to your store, to your website, but the other is a completely different thing to actually cater to them and turn them into repeat customers.
So what's an example of a product that maybe Latinos would use in a different way than non-Hispanics?
You just put it in the silver platter, the Oscar Mayer thing.
Apparently there's some campaign going on now. A chef on Hispanic television is soliciting recipes from Latinos who use hot dogs, I don't know, three meals a day or something. What? Tell me.
Yeah, I think it's a interesting move by Oscar Mayer to say, you know what? Yeah, the influence of the American hot dog has been so big within not only the Latino population but all over Latin America that the bread they use, the seasoning they use makes it very, very unique to different parts of Latin America. So it definitely catch my attention that the fact that people are going to be submitting all these recipes for different ways to cook wieners, that is.
You still have your chance. A few days left.
Believe me, I won't win.
Juan Tourneau writes the blog Hispanic Trending and founded the advertising and consulting firm Cultural Strategies. He joined us from member station KUT in Austin. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's our program for today. I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.